I hope you don't think I'm going to tell you something about being spiritual that you've never heard before, or even something you don't even find in the Bible.
我不希望你们认为呢，我今天要来和大家一起分享，是关于一些，你们从来没有听过，的一些灵里的事情，或者呢，是一些圣经里头从未讲过的一些，一些灵里的事情。
I'm really primarily here to remind you of what the Bible does say. And if you haven't read it before, I want to encourage you to be like the people of Berea, and follow along in your Bibles now or look later at the verses. Acts 17:11, Paul or Luke said,
不是的，今天在这里呢，我主要是要提醒你们呢，在圣经里头有说过关于灵界的事情，即使你们以前未曾读过呢，那我也鼓励你们呢，能够像这个比里亚里这个里的人呢，他们一样，他们来热切的来查考圣经。
So that verse says, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They listened eagerly to Paul's message.
在使徒行传17:11这里说到呢，这里的人比帖撒罗尼迦的人要开朗，热切的接受主的道，而且他们天天查考圣经，要知道所听的是否与圣经相符合。
And there's more there. It says they searched the scriptures day after day to see if what Paul and Silas were teaching is true.
是的，这里就刚刚我翻译的，就是说他们天天查考圣经，想要知道所听的是不是与圣经所说的符合。
So the title is becoming a spiritual person.
今天呢，我要和大家分享的这个主题呢，是成为一个属灵的人。
Let me just say we definitely were created to be spiritual persons. However, there was a problem with the fall of mankind when Adam and Eve first sinned.
毫无疑问的呢，我想和大家一起分享，就是我们被造就是要来成为一个属灵的人。然而呢，当我们的先祖亚当和夏娃犯了这个第一宗的罪，而导致人类的堕落之后呢，那很多的问题就出现了。
God warned that they died spiritually, and all of those that came after them, up to and included men and women, today are born spiritually dead, and why Jesus said we must be born again.
当上帝呢警告他们灵里的死和伴随而来的后果之后呢，包括了我们今天很多的这个男男女女在灵里的也都会死，这也就是为什么主耶稣说我们必须要再重生一次。
Okay, sure. They continued in their biological life, but they had to admit their sin and turn back and put all their trust in God to receive back their spiritual life.
当然呢，他们肉身的生命会继续的活着，但是呢，他们必须要先承认他们的罪，回转向神呢，他们才能重新获得那属灵的生命。
And of course, the enemy of God, you know who he is, Satan. He would like for us to believe that's not true, but we need to look to Genesis 2:16-17.
当然，上帝的这个敌对者呢，也就是撒旦魔鬼呢，他们很愿意我们相信呢，这个我们要成为属灵的这件事情呢不是真实的，就像在这个启示录2:16-17所说的。
And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die.
在启示录2:16-17这么说，耶和华神吩咐那人说，园中各样树上的果子 你们都可以吃，只是那知善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的时候你必定死。
But then Satan said in Genesis 3:4, you will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman.
然而、在、这个接下来启示录三章四节，这个魔鬼、对这个蛇，就是、蛇对女人说、你们绝不会死的。
So guess who was lying? The father of lies.
那你们就知道、谁究竟是那说谎者，因为魔鬼撒旦他就是说谎者的之父。
So I want to begin the subject in chapter 4 here, 1 Timothy, with 4 points I'm going to share with you today about becoming a spiritual person.
今天呢，我要和大家一起来分享、提摩太前书、第四章一到十节、这里保罗教导这个我们、教导提摩太、怎么样成为这个属灵的人。那我有四点要和大家一起来分享。
Point one, there's only one way to become a spiritual person.
第一点呢、只有一个方法、能让我们成为属灵的人。
But point two, growing as a spiritual person happens with thanksgiving, reading the Bible, and prayer.
第二点呢，属灵人的成长呢，是伴随着这个感恩、不断的这个研读圣经和不断的祷告。
Number three,Helping others become and grow as a spiritual person should come from good spiritual servants.
那我们应该从做属灵的这个仆役的这个角度呢，来帮助其他的人呢，来成长，来变成这个属灵的人，而且同样一起成长。
And number four, growing and helping others grow as a spiritual person requires training.In godliness.
除了我们自身帮和帮助 别人属灵的这个成长呢，是需要我们、花时间去、在这个操练这个、虔诚上面来操练。
So as I said before, I just want to remind you of what it means to be a spiritual person and why that's so important.
所以我就像我前面所说的呢，这里我在这里不过是提醒大家呢，成为属灵人是什么样的意义呢？那为什么它是非常重要的一件事情？
So let's pray together first, and then we'll read 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 10.
所以让我们低头祷告，然后我们会一起来念这个、提摩太前书四章一到十节。
Father, I pray that this is not just another time that we get up and speak, or we listen, or we come together, but we do expect to hear from you、through whoever would be speaking. So we pray that our ears are open, our hearts are open to what you would have to say to us. It may sound very familiar, it may be something we think about, but help us see something new in it today for our own lives and for the sake of others as well. And we give you thanks for that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So, we'll read again just for you. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 10. And this is from the New Living Translation. I noticed yours is a little different, but the English here. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith.They will follow deceptive spirits and teaching that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. They will say it's wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods. But God created, these foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks.For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. If you explain these things to the brothers and sisters, Timothy, you will be a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, the one who is nourished by the message of faith and the good teaching you have followed. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas, old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and particularly all believers.
虽然呢, 我们刚才已经读过, 那 Pastor Mike 他用的不是 NIV 的 version, 而是这个标准的这个英文版本, 会有点不一样, 但是呢, 好不好? 虽然我们刚念过, 也让我们再来, 念, 再来, 朗读一遍这个圣经, 好吧? 好, 一二三, 请。 圣灵明说, 在后来的时候, 必有人离弃真道, 听从那引诱人的邪灵, 和鬼魔的道理, 这是因为说谎之人的假冒, 这等人的良心, 如同被热铁烙惯了一样。 他们禁止嫁娶, 又禁戒食物, 就是神所造, 叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的，凡神所造的物都是好的。若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的。都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语上和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。 是要来弃绝那世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因为我们的指望在乎永生的神。
Amen. So reminder number one point, there's only one way to become a spiritual person. The only way, as far as God's concerned, to become a spiritual person is to put your faith in Jesus Christ. And we see that in John 14:6.
我要提醒大家的第一点呢，就是 成为属灵的人，只有一种方法呢，能让我们成为属灵的人。而从上帝对上帝来说呢，这唯一的途径呢，也就是让我们能够信赖主耶稣。正如约翰福音十四章第六节所说的。Jesus
told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
相信他为了赦免我们的罪。 而死在十字架上，和他复活，给我们永远的生命。
So that's where you start. Very simply by putting your trust in Jesus, that He died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. He was resurrected to give you the free gift of eternal life.
让我们就从这么简单的信赖这个耶稣来开始。我们相信那个耶稣为了赦免我们的罪呢。 而被钉死在十字架上，而他的复活呢，给了我们永远的这个生命，当做一个免费的这个礼物送给我们。So
don't let anyone, any false teacher tell you that there's that and there's several other things that you really need to do to be saved.
千万不要让任何这个 假的这个道理来教导，或者其教导我们呢？还有其他的这个事情呢？可以我们做到，我们就可以成为一个属灵的人。Any
other way is from a false spirit, and while one may claim to be a spiritual person, that may not be true in God's eyes.
从上帝的这个眼里呢，任何其他的方法呢，这个。 错误的这个邪灵呢，来教导我们，甚至有人会说，这个要成为属灵的人这件事情呢， 都不是真实的，我们千万不要相信。
That's what Timothy, or Paul is telling Timothy in verses 1 and 2 about the danger of false teachers in or out of the church that are not teaching the truth.
这也正是保罗在这里第一章第一节跟第二节他告诉提摩太呢那些假教师呢或者是那些出入不是真正教导真正信仰的这些教会里头的那些假教师呢他们所讲的呢错误的这个教导都对我们都是非常的危险的。
Whenever this talks about the faith, true faith, it's not talking about my individual, subjective faith, it's talking about the body of truth that's in Christianity.
不管在什么地方呢当这个保罗说到这个真正的这个信仰真正的相信的时候呢不是讲到一个个体或者是一个个人主观的这个信仰而言的而是讲到说而是针对这个真理的这个圣体也就是对我们基督徒而言。
So, while many may try to instruct you on becoming a spiritual person, they could be talking about something very, very different.
所以呢，当有很多的这个教导呢，告诉我们怎么样可以成为一个这个属灵的人来讲的时候呢，他们所讲的和我们所知道的会是非常不相同的。
There are numerous places I saw on the internet, and I'm just going to mention a few, but there were many, many where they would talk about how you can become a spiritual person.
现在在这个网上呢，有好多的这个数不清的这个网站呢，他们告诉你怎么样可以来成为一个属灵的人。但是今天呢，我只会来和大家来分享两个特别是关于讲到说要来练习这个默想这件事情。
Maybe he already mentioned one of them is the practice of meditation.
其中一样呢讲到这个就是讲到关于默想这件事情。
Now some are going to say, doesn't the Bible talk about that? Yes, but it's much different the world's way to meditate on nothingness.Which is not God's way.
圣经 不也讲到说我们要去要讲到默想这回事吗是的但是呢圣经里头所讲的和这个世界所讲的这个默想就是把脑子倒空是完全不同的这个概念呢那我们呢这不是神所喜悦的。
The Bible instructs us to meditate on God, His mercy, His kindness, His beauty, His glory.That's what we think about. That's what we meditate on.
这圣经里头所教导我们的这个默想呢，是默想神他自己和他的恩典、他的仁慈和美善，这是神所喜悦的。
Another thing the world says is about being a spiritual person is practicing self-love.
那另外一种世界上的这个教导呢，要我们成为一个属灵的这个人呢，那我们就要学习怎么样去爱自己。
This is especially important for young people that have been brought up in this.
这特别是针对那些在这里这个成长的年轻人，他们成长的环境所造成的。
Everywhere I read about self-love in the Bible is to say it comes very natural, as if we're born that way, so we don't really need to practice it. And we see that in Ephesians 5:29a.
在圣经里头多处呢讲。我读到这个关于这个爱自己这件事情呢，都是我们这个老我本性的这个一部分呢，我们根本是不需要去练习就会有的。
Ephesians 5:29, no one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it.
因为就像在这个以弗所书五章二十六节上半节这边讲到说呢，从来没有人恨恶自己的身体，总是保养顾惜。
When Jesus speaks of it, he seems to say it's a given, But what's important is to love for others, as we see in Mark 12, 30 and 31.
当主耶稣在这个马可福音十二章三十到三十一节这边讲到说呢，他是讲到说啊、我们要爱人，爱人，爱，要爱人如己，那爱人呢啊、是跟自己是爱自己是同等重要的。
So Jesus said, you must first love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And secondly, which is equally important, is love your neighbor as yourself.
在马可福音十二章三十到三十一节这么说到，你要全心、全性、全意、全力爱主你的神，其次是要爱人如己，再没有别的诫命比这两条更重要的了。
Now that's not to say that God doesn't care about somebody who maybe has been caught up in this ideal of self-esteem. That's what's being taught to our kids for more than 20 years. It is important in their life, but He would like you to think of His esteem for yourself, and that's enough.
在这里呢，并不是讲说上帝他不需要我们啊。这个有这个对自己的尊看重自己的尊严，而是说呢，而这个尊严呢，也的确在我们的生命当中呢是非常重要的一件事情。那在这里啊、这里所要说的呢啊、就是啊、我只要知道呢，想上帝怎么样看重我呢，我想这件事情，当然这件事情就足够了。
So there's some things about this worldly spirituality. They're not bad in themselves, like seeking to be humble. But the problem is, where does that come from?
在世俗的这个精神呢，有些的这个教导呢，啊、他们本身也不是看起来也不坏的，啊、就好像说啊、我们怎么样让我们自己能够谦卑下来啊、但是问题是啊、我们要知道。这些教导的根源为何？
Every time I try to achieve that on my own, I get really proud of how well I'm doing. I think it has to come from God.
每当我达成一个制定的这个目标之后呢，那我会很自豪的来展示说我有多棒。但是呢，我想呢这一切应该都把功劳归功于上帝的。
So it's bad enough that the world is trying to teach you those things every day, even though you can see them coming from the world.
这还不是世俗每天教导我们最坏的这个事情呢？毕竟呢，这些事情呢，我们经常很容易一眼就可以看出它的错误出来了。
But what about when the so-called church or some in the church are teaching false things, which seems to be what Paul's talking about to Timothy.
但是在这里呢，我要讲的就是说，那些一些错误的教导呢，是从一些所谓的这个教会里头出来的。这也就是保罗在这里和提摩太所提这些错误的教导的来源。
These are really the very dangerous deceivers, and it doesn't seem like Paul is talking here about just in his time.
这些呢，这些错误的教导呢，真的是非常危险的这个一些欺骗者，而且他也不仅仅于。出现在保罗所说的那个时代而已。
Now when Paul's talking here, he's talking about the last times. Those can be the times of the church. That can be the time between Jesus' first coming and his second coming. That's all the last times.
当保罗说到这个末了的这个时代也就是我们现在通称的所谓的教会的时代呢他所指的是主耶稣第一次和第二次再来的之间的这段的这个时间。
But I believe these signs will intensify, will get greater toward the end of those times, which may or may not be today.
我个人相信呢，这些迹象的这个强度呢，将会随着越接近这个时代的这个末了呢，而越加强呢。也就我相信，今天我们就是在这个时代了。
In this case, he is speaking of it as a prophecy, and that prophecy is coming from the Holy Spirit, which is really where all prophecy comes from, the God, the Holy Spirit. That's where the prophecy comes from.
保罗所说的，当时所说的话呢，同时也预言呢，将来这个世代呢，而这些预言呢，都是同样是来自圣灵的，而且这正是所有预言的出处呢，也都是从上帝的圣灵而来的。
So this false teaching was seen in the Apostle John's time, as we can read about in 1 John 2:19. Clearly, they are professors, but they weren't possessors of the truth. John, 1 John 2:19.
这些预言呢，也和这个约翰一书二章十九节，这个使徒约翰。他所说的是相符合的，他清楚地说到呢，这些预言呢，说预言的这些教导的人呢，他们并不是真正的这个真理的这个来源。
Since these people left our churches, but they were never really belonging to us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong with us.
他们从我们中间离去，这就表明他们不是属于我们的。其实他们并不属于我们。如果真的属于我们，就一定会留在我们中间。
Now, no one should be looking around here in that way because Pastor Gary, as your pastor, is looking out for you very much so.
我们很幸运的在这个教会当中呢，这个赵牧师呢，他把守这个真道呢，把守的非常这个严，我们可以不用去担心教会里面的这个真道的事情。
However, I realize my grandchildren, even my great granddaughter, they are growing up, and when choosing a spiritual path, they may be exposed to these kinds of ideas.
然而呢，我深深的这个了解到，我的孙子呢，甚至我的这个曾孙女呢，当他们成长在选择的这个属灵的这个道路的时候呢，他们一定会要面对某些的这些的这个假道学的这个挑战。
The Bible does teach that as we get closer and closer to the second coming of Jesus.The more there will be a falling away from the true faith.
这个圣经呢，似乎也在教导着我们，当我们活在当我们的这个生活呢，越来越接近主第二次再来的时候呢，那越来越多这个离经叛道的事也就会发生了。
So I could fill out. This is an addition.I could fill out this screen all day long with ideas that I see on the internet that are being taught in churches that are false teaching.
我可以在这个网站上呢，不停的这个搜索呢，我会发现很多很多很多这个错误的这个教导。
So my second point is, growing as a spiritual person happens with thanksgiving, reading the Bible, and prayer.And we see that in the verses 3-5.
所以从这个第三到第五节这边，我就是说到呢，说到的这个我要提醒大家的这个第二点呢，就是成为一个属灵的人的这个成长呢，是伴随着这个感恩读经和这个祷告。
In this way, we're able to, as Christians, to discern false teachings that are coming from some religious organizations even today.
这样子呢，当我们成为这个基督徒的呢，我们才能看清楚今天这个一些某些宗教的一些机构呢，他们所教导的一些错误。
Paul even gives us a couple of examples of doctrine that are taught throughout the world today.
保罗呢，甚至也给我们两个今天呢从那时候一直到今天呢这个世界所给我们一个两个这个错误的这个例子。
And that would be the doctrine to forbid marriage and order others not to eat certain meats on certain days.
在这里呢，这些错误的这个教条呢，就譬如说，禁止嫁娶和命令人呢，在某些的这个时候呢，不可以吃某些的这个肉类。
Those teachings have been around from Paul's time and even up to including today.
这些错误的教导呢，在保罗的时代就已经存在，甚至一直到今天也还是存在的。
There are those that teach their priest that avoiding marriage and making certain foods on certain days not to eat, they're more pure, they're more holy, that they actually make you a second class Christian.
他们教导呢他们的一些传道人呢避免这个婚姻。而且呢，避免在某些的这个日子里呢，避免某些的食物呢，这样子呢，就可以使他们更纯正，更圣洁。然而呢，那些不做的人呢，他们就会被看成是二等的这个基督徒。
I understand there may be personal reasons for both of those in your life, but teaching that.As a biblical doctrine, is false teaching, and it's led to many bad things over the centuries.
所说的这两件事情呢，可能这个可能呢，因着个人的理由来这个不结婚，或者说是禁吃某些食物。然而呢，一旦把它当成圣经的这个教导呢，那就是一种错误的教导，那会延伸出许多邪恶的事情出来的。
We certainly can see today how the world has tried to destroy God's ideas on marriage and the sexual context behind it.
毫无疑问的呢，我们今天我们可以看到这个世界呢，是怎么样的想来摧毁上帝的这个对婚姻的这个这个制度和这个婚姻背后男女房事的事情。
I just heard a reminder the other day, and you can think of this, how Hollywood has ripped the curtains off the sacred marriage bed.
我前几天我才听到一个在这个广播上听到呢，这个好莱坞呢他竟然想要把这个神圣的婚姻尝试呢来展现给大众。
And we're also, we know and we're reminded here that every creature which is made for food and which easily to discern can be considered a good thing coming from God.
我们呢，我们再次的我们也都知道，也再次的这个被提醒，上帝所造适合做食物的都我们都很容易来分辨出来，而且我们也知道他们是从神而来的美物。
Hopefully you've read that in regard to Jesus, he made the unclean clean, which went against what the false teachers of his time were teaching.
就从这件事情来讲呢，耶稣呢，他把原本不洁净的已变成了洁净，那正好呢。这就可以来攻破那些假老师的这个错误的这个教导。
Now you may have certain diets or things that you hold to, but that's not taught as making you more spiritual or making someone more spiritual by holding to that diet.
也许呢， 你们有不同的这个理由呢来采取不同的这个饮食呢，但是呢在这里保罗再次的这个说到了这些事情呢因着个人的理由并不会让我们成为更属灵的人我们也不应该持守的这些错误的教导。
For many years, it has been for me and my household, as it probably has been for your household too, to pray before eating, giving thanks and blessing the food. There's others that would say when they have eaten and they're full, then they thank God for that blessing.
多年来呢，我和我的这个家人呢，我们经常在吃饭饮食之前呢，那我们就献上感恩和这个祝福桌上的这个饮食呢，那其他的人呢当吃饱的时候呢我们也这个为我们能吃得饱来献上感谢。
Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 15:11. It's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth.
就像在马太福音15:11这边讲到说呢，不是吃进去的能够来污秽我们，反而是那些从我们口出去的呢是能污秽人的。
So it's not what you eat that's a problem, but there should always be thanksgiving to God for His provision in our lives.
所以不是我问题不在于我们吃什么因为我们总是怀着这个感恩的心情。
So moving on to verse 5 of chapter 4, Paul says, what's most important is to stay in the Word of God and prayer. Prayer is a good thing to come out of your mouth.
那我们从这个第五节这边保罗讲到说呢，重要的事情呢是上帝的这个话语和我们的这个祈求呢这些都是从我们口里所出的话语。
So now in chapter 4:6, my third point is helping others become and grow as a spiritual person should come from good spiritual servants.
那在第四章第六节这边讲到呢，也就是我要提醒大家的第三点呢，也就是说当我们帮助别人成为一个在属灵的人和这个在属灵世上的这个成长的时候呢，我们抱着我们自己呢是要首先成为一个属灵的仆役来被使用的。
So if you were to turn back to the first part of this book, 1 Timothy, you know that Timothy had been nourished and trained up, first under his religious parents and then under the Apostle Paul.
如果我们回到这个提摩太前书前面所第一章所讲的提摩太从小呢他就被养育和被培育成一个属灵的人，他先是从他近前的这个父母来受到这个培养，然后接下来呢是这个使徒保罗亲自来教育他。
And this is a blessing that many you young, where did the young go? And older people here have received as well.
当你在很年轻的时候就能受到这样的这个养育跟培育的时候呢，这是一件非常祝福的一件事情。当然我们不论在什么年纪能够受到这样的这个开始这样培育和训练呢也都是同样受到祝福的。
Now some people think this is just talking to Timothy as a pastor. In Ephesus where he was, and Paul wrote this letter to encourage him. And that's true.
有人会这么看待就是因为提摩太是个年轻的这个在以弗所做教师的做牧师的一个年轻人，所以保罗写给他这封书信来鼓励他，我们大家就会以为这是这个书信是写给这个牧师群的。
That's partially true. This use of the term good minister for Timothy, most translation would say good servant.
虽然这个 那种说法并不完全的错误呢，但是有时候呢，我们称这个提摩太呢，有时候称他是传道人、牧师，或者呢，有更多的这个翻译本呢，称提摩太他是这个上帝的这个仆役呢，事实上这可能是更正确的一种翻译。
Do all of us Christians realize that we're ministers and servants, certainly servants of God?
因为我们每一个上帝的这个儿女，我们都是上帝的这个仆役，我们都是有传道人的这个身份的。So
the principle here is that's being taught is those that are nourished by themselves, they're fit to nourish others.
这个在这里所教的这个重点呢，是告诉我们说呢，我们被培育成这个属灵的人呢，那他的主要的目的呢，是要我们也同样的能够去培育其他的人。That's
especially true for those areas where there's a lot of false teaching going on. Those of us know better about being a spiritual person that we should be helping others to see that.
这点呢，我特别是在现代，在这个很多错误的教导方面呢，这点更是重要的。我们都知道呢，我们成为属灵的人呢，也能够去帮助别人能够看到这一点。Now
every translation I looked at said a good servant, a good minister. And it didn't say a most excellent servant.
很多的这个翻译本呢，我喜欢这个他所用的就是一个好的这个仆役，而不是呢说他是一个极好的一个仆役。Why?
Because actually, true servants don't need praise. Paul did not urge Timothy to greatness. He urged him instead to be a good servant. The Lord Jesus Christ in verse 6.
Amen. 这个保罗呢，他在这里呢，他并没有要求这个提摩太呢，他成为一个伟大的这个传道人呢，反而呢，他要这个提摩太呢，成为一个在主耶稣基督里头一个好的这个仆人。I
was reading about this one leading theologian that it said when comments were made about his intelligence, his learning, he didn't like that.
我读到过一篇这个文章呢，是关于一个神学大师呢，他说到呢，这个世人对他的这个灵性和他的洞见呢的这个评论呢，他非常的不喜欢。He
only wanted to be said that Christ was in his heart, was the center of his theology and life.
因为他只想要 别人和他说呢，主耶稣基督，他只希望别人呢，能够看见呢，主耶稣基督是活在他的心里面，是他的这个神学和这个生活的这个中心。So
the idea of a good servant or Christian leader applies to all believers to be growing as a spiritual person and helping others to become and grow a spiritual person.
所以呢，一个好的这个仆役的这个，或者好的一个传道事工的这个人呢，他的理念呢，也就是相信呢，他这个成长为成为一个属灵的人呢，他也是要来帮助别人成为一个属灵的人呢。So
finally, my point four. Growing and helping others grow as a spiritual person requires training in godliness.
那最后一点呢，我和大家一起来分享的，也就是啊，帮当自己成长和帮助别人啊，成为一个属灵的人的时候，这个过程呢，需要我们在这个敬虔上来操练的。
So remember, a good servant nourishes himself on God's word and also trains himself for godliness.
所以呢，首先呢，要成为一个耶稣基督的这个仆人呢，我们要用神的话来自我的这个培育，而且同时呢，一个好的这个仆人呢，我们也要在这个敬虔的事上来操练自我。
Here Paul's first idea about this is don't waste your time on wild teachers that just question the authority of the Bible. Don't even take them serious.
在这里呢，保罗他的首先的这个第一个这个想法呢就是我们不要浪费我们的这个生命在这些世俗的教师他们因为他们只知道会来质问这个圣经的这个权威呢，所以我们不要把他们的话当真。
Another little addition. For those of you on campus, you may run into that very commonly.
One more time.
I said, for those of on campus, this kind of foolish talking about the Bible, you may run into that often.
我特别是要和大家来分享，在校园里头呢，我们经常都会碰到这些愚昧的这些的谈话，那我们千万。不要陷进去。
In Paul's time, this was probably talking about Jewish teachers. They were teaching concerning God and angels and the creation of the world, doctrines of demons, he says, which he calls old wives' fables.
这也是这可能也是保罗他在说到这个犹太人他们一些对上帝对这个天使对这个世界这个起源之说呢或者是一些邪魔的这个教导呢的说法，那这也就是保罗在这里所说的这些老妇的无稽之谈。
So let's talk about this training. Training, it's not really of the bodies like athletes do, but there are some similarities.
我们在这里所说的这些操练呢并不是我们所说的这个运动员身体上的这个操练呢，但是我们可以用类似的思维来去思考的。
Someone well trained as an athlete doesn't allow themselves to be distracted by foolish things.
有一些受训的这个运动员呢，在运动场上他们训练的时候呢，他们是不容被一些无聊的这个事情呢来分心的。
Some of you may have seen that about a tennis player. Any of you see that? Tennis player who, this was an important match, but there were protesters that interfered in her match. She just shut them out. She didn't pay attention to them.
我不晓得大家最近有没有看到这个，在这个新闻有关于一个这个网球的这个比赛有一群人呢这个示威者呢，他们造成了这个很大的一个骚动，但是这个网球选手呢，他并没有为这些所影响。
And she won the match. Yeah.
而且。只要输了一场呢，他可能就再也没有翻身的机会了。
So it seems Paul's primary point is that by a godly life, we can point other people to Jesus, who saves all who believe in Him.
似乎呢，这里保罗主要的这个重点呢，是在讲敬虔的这个生活呢，我们就是要就是说相信这个主耶稣呢，他拯救所有相信他的人。
A spiritual person needs to submit their lives for training in godliness and being a good servant to help others.
一个属灵的人呢，他需要把自己顺服在这个操练敬虔的这个事上呢，然后才能成也能够这样子才能够成为一个好的仆役呢也去帮助别人。
So what is godliness? Well, it says it means the practice for and correct beliefs about God, not some far-fetched story. It's very much like the word righteousness.
所以呢，敬虔所谓的敬虔它的我们怎么解释这个敬虔呢？简单的说呢，就是我们对这个上帝呢有一个正确的这个信仰这也和我们经常用的一个字诚意是非常接近的。
So Paul isn't saying that bodily discipline is not good, but it's much better to have this spiritual discipline or spiritual training of godliness.
保罗说呢，身体的这个操练呢，固然好呢，但是奉献我们自己呢，来操练敬虔呢，却是更美好的事情。
We had to get our numbers straight every once in a while. Train here means to train, means to develop a person's behavior by instruction and practice.
在这里所说的这个操练呢，是让我们能够成为一种这个借着这个指导呢和演练呢，来操练我们自己。
I've always liked this word practice in the Bible, and you see it in the ESV talking about what you're practicing. And we'll see that in 1 John 3, 9 through 10.
我经常呢都很喜欢这个标准英文这个翻译本的这个翻译呢，他讲到说怎么样来操练正如这个约翰一书三章九到十节这么说到的。
So, listen carefully. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning.For God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. But this is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil, to separate. Whoever does not practice righteousness, we could say godliness, is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his neighbor or his brother.
在这里我也选择了这个中文标准译本，会跟我们用的和合本会有点出入。凡是由神所生的，不继续犯罪，因为神的种子住在他里面，他也不能继续犯罪，因为他是由神所生的。从这一点，谁是神的儿女呢？谁是魔鬼的儿女，就清清楚楚了。凡是不行公义的，就不属神；不爱自己弟兄的，也不属神。
A little addition. So this last week I heard somebody talking about we don't want to get better at sinning, so we don't practice sinning. Well, we do want to get better at godliness, so we need to practice godliness.
上次呢和大家都讲到说我们不喜欢罪，我们也不会去操练这个罪，但是我们喜欢敬虔，所以我们要经常的这个操练自己敬虔。
Because a spiritual person, a good servant, commits his life to proclaiming the gospel to all, because eternity is at stake.
So, 86. 87. 86. 86. 所以呢，一个属灵的人呢，好的这个仆役呢，他让自己呢的生命呢来向世人这个 宣告这个福音呢，是为所有所有人的，而且因为这个属灵的这个，因为这个永生的事情呢，是轻忽不得的。
And Paul reminds Timothy here in the end, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but only those who trust in Jesus and believe in Him will be saved and receive eternal life.
保罗呢，再次在这里呢，再次这个在这个结尾的时候呢，再次的这个提醒这个提摩太呢，耶稣基督呢，为了这个全世界的这个罪呢，而死在十字架上，但是只有那些相信基督的人呢，才能够被拯救而赐予永生的这个生命。
So believers in Jesus are by definition true spiritual persons, and they will find as they grow, it will benefit them and others around them.
相信耶稣呢，换句话说呢，我们也就是成为属灵的人，我们会发现我们自己不仅仅受到这个祝福，而且能把这样的这个这个随着时间呢，我们也能把这样的这个这个祝福呢带给别人。
I firmly believe this is not a commandment coming from me, but we're becoming more of a spiritual person if we put time into reading God's word and prayer.
我真实的这个相信呢，要成为一个属灵的人呢，我们必须要不断的这个阅读上这个亲近上阅读上帝的这个话和这个祷告。
Remember this: only what is done for Christ will last. Only what is done for Christ will last eternally.
我们要知道呢，我们为耶稣基督所做的呢，将会永远存在的。也只有为基督耶稣所做的事情可以存到永远的。
So let us, all of us, commit ourselves to spiritual growth in Jesus. I can ask God to take my life and let it be devoted to Him. That's what I would pray again for the younger and the older ones here.
所以呢，让我们在神的面前，把我们自己奉献在主耶稣基督里在灵里面成长。愿这个主呢，掌管我的生命呢，我愿意把他的这个生命奉献给他。那接下来我们会再一次的这个祷告不管是为这个教会里面年轻的这个弟兄姐妹，或者是年纪比较长的弟兄姐妹我们都一起会受到祝福的。
Let's pray together in closing. Father, you may have captured our minds here today. I pray that whatever is important is coming from you to the minds of the listeners. They're looking to you for your leading, and I pray that Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is leading us to be better trained in godliness, to be more in your word, caring about what you have to say more than what the world has to say. I pray this again, especially for younger people that are being bombarded by every day they hear things from the media and so forth that are pulling them in a different direction. Pray God that you will work powerfully in their lives and help them to become and grow as a spiritual person. Pray that for all of us. And I give you thanks that you do work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.